"The thing is," Frigate said, "the thing is, we are not the same people we were on Earth. I died, Burton died, you died, Hermann Göring, everybody died, and we cannot be brought back to life." Göring sucked on his pipe noisily, stared at Frigate, and then said, "Why not? I am living again? Do you deny that?" "Yes, I do deny that, in a sense. You are living, but you are not the Hermann Göring who was born in Marienbad Sanatorium at Rosenheim in Bavaria on January 12, 1893. You are not the Hermann Göring whose godfather was Dr. Hermann Eppenstein, a Jew converted to Christianity. You are not the Göring who succeeded von Richthofen after his death and continued to lead his flyers against the Allies even after the war ended. You are not the Reichsmarschall of Hitler's Germany, nor the refugee arrested by Lieutenant Jerome N. Shapiro. Eppenstein and Shapiro. And you are not the Hermann Göring who took his life by swallowing potassium cyanide during his trial for his crimes against humanity." Göring tamped his pipe with tobacco and said mildly, "You certainly know much about me. I should be flattered, I suppose. At least I was not forgotten." "Generally you were," Frigate said. "You did have a long-lived reputation as a sinister clown, a failure, and a toady." Burton was surprised. He hadn't known that the fellow would stand up to someone who had power of life and death over him, or who had treated him so painfully. But then perhaps Frigate hoped to be killed. It was probably that he was banking on Göring's curiosity. Göring said, "Explain your statement." "Not about my reputation. Every man of importance expects to be reviled and misunderstood by the brainless masses. Explain why I am not the same man." Frigate smiled slightly and said, "You are the product, the hybrid of a recording and an energy-matter converter. You were made with all the memories of the dead man, Hermann Göring, and with every cell of his body a duplicate. You have everything he had, so you think you are Göring, but you are not. You are a duplication, and that is all. The original Hermann Göring is nothing but molecules that have been absorbed into the soil and the air, and so into plants, and back into the flesh of beasts and men, and out again as excrement and so weiter. But you here before me are not the original any more than the recording on a disc or a tape is the original voice, the vibrations issuing from the mouth of a man and detected and converted by an electronic device and then replayed." Burton understood the reference since he had seen an Edison phonograph in Paris in 1888. He felt outraged, actually violated at Frigate's assertions. Göring's wide-open eyes and reddening face indicated that he too felt threatened, down to the core of his being. After stuttering, Göring said, "And why would these beings go through all this trouble just to make duplicates?" Frigate shrugged and said, "I don't know." Göring heaved up from his chair and pointed the stem of his pipe at Frigate. "You lie!" he screamed in German. "You lie, Scheißhund!" Frigate quivered, as if he expected to be struck over the kidneys again, but he said, "I must be right. Of course, you don't have to believe what I say. I can't prove anything. And I understand exactly how you feel. I know that I am Peter Gyrus Frigate, born 1918, died A.D. 2008. But I also must believe, because logic tells me so, that I am only really a being who has the memories of that frigate, who will never rise from the dead. In a sense, I am the son of that frigate who can never exist again. Not flesh of his flesh, blood of his blood, but mind of his mind. I am not the man who was born of a woman on that lost world of Earth. I am the byblow of science and a machine. Unless..." Göring said, "Yes? Unless what?" "Unless there is some entity attached to the human body. An entity which is the human being. I mean, it contains all that makes the individual what he is, and when the body is destroyed, this entity still exists. So that if the body were to be made again, this entity, storing the essence of the individual, could be attached again to the body. And it would record everything that the body recorded. And so the original individual would live again. He would not be just a duplicate." Burton said, For God's sake, Pete, are you proposing the soul?